Yes, Andrew.
It's Edward.
Who's Edward?
Rev Eagle.
Go ahead. You wanted to ask Guy a question.
I have a basal cell carcinoma on my left forehead, and I realize I created that. And it's like 2.5 inches by 2.25 inches, and it hasn't gotten any bigger, but it's gotten more painful, and it's seeping more. And I'm using Lily of the Desert on it 5 times a day, which keeps it in check. But what might I do about decreating this?
Well, you can't uncreate. Here's what you can do. You can take a double-barreled butcher knife and saw it off if you'd like to. But it's really not necessary. It's not required. You can. You saw it off. Cut it off. Have it removed. But not really so much. Now, Dr. Dean would take you through the natural biotics, the natural path, the natural total biologies and
you watch that tone, Ion. Watch that tone.
Hey. We resemble that remark, but you can figure out why you created it. Okay, and if you want to do that, okay, fine, that's wonderful. But you really don't care how you create it. You don't want to make it anymore. You're getting attention over it, and it's all kind of good.
I'm not getting any attention over it. I don't want any attention over it. I would just like to be feeling well and healthy so I can get about wherever I'm here. And I don't believe in allopathic medicine. Surgery, as far as I know, spreads it. I could cut off my head. That would probably take care of it.
That would be a sure way to help, and because the trouble is not the space, the trouble is your mind. So a good old-timey lobotomy might take care of it, might do it.
Would you give me some thoughts about how to
No, we will not give you thoughts. We will not give you thoughts.
All right.
Thoughts is what got you unhealthy.
All right.
I'll give you some knowing. Increase your water, any kind, sewage water, toilet water. Just not processed water. We would like you to find some water that had never been in a pipe. And we really don't care where it comes from, just so it's not through a pipe. Let it be just water.
And what do I do with this?
Drink it. Increase your water intake in your meat-sack body.
Finding ponds in the woods or something, drinking pond water.
Dig up a septic tank. We don't care. Really, if I can just get some water, drink some more water, add more water.
Well, I'm drinking 2 liters a day.
That's processed. Oh, that's from your tap.
No. This is bottled water.
No bottled water.
That's been a pipe. Get some water that ain't been in a pipe.
You mean in a pond or something?
Well, that would be your purity. Ion's erasing your purity neurosis. You want pure water, clean, clean. You've made that too much in your life. You need to get the dirt in your being.
There are a lot of springs in California. You can look up
shooting
local springs. Well, rivers.
If I drink bottled spring water, it hasn't gone through a pipe, has it? I guess it has.
Yeah, of course it has.
It has. I had to get it in the bottle.
Oh, my.
But, Ion, are you going after his idea of purity?
He sees this cancer thing as something that's come on him that he doesn't deserve. He didn't do anything to draw this, and yet he lived pure. And he takes the responsibility for it, which is great. That's wonderful. And if he puts it on there, he can remove it. And he's asking, are there things that he can do that would make this better? And we say, number one, drink some water that hadn't been in no pipe. Okay? We don't give a crap where you find it, how you get it, but just don't run it through a pipe. And for Pete's sake, don't drink it through a straw, because that's like a pipe. Get some water. Get in the water, lay in the water, drink some water, pump some water. We don't care. Dig a hole till you hit
ocean water. That would include ocean water?
It certainly would. That ain't been in no pipe. Good. We like that. Get in the ocean. That's good. Now, increase your water intake, number one. Number two, add more protein to your diet. You're eating all this bullshit food that's not doing you any good whatsoever. Get some protein. We didn't say lean protein. We said protein. We don't care what kind of protein. We would really like it to be a protein that tastes good, that you like. Increase your water, not in a pipe. Increase your protein. Buff up a little bit. Increase your protein intake. And you're pretty neurotic with everything else, and we'd say be un-neurotic. And we didn't say don't eat anything else. We said half cake, half whatever you want to eat. Just increase your water and increase your protein. And then if you need a Snicker bar, have one. Don't put any limitation. We're just saying increase your protein, increase your water. And then a little Renew on your place, and it should go away.
And not putting the drops on it?
No, we say
Renew is
Renew.
More concentrated. Okay. If you want the Renew, it's more concentrated, more powerful.
It should cease weeping within the day.
Okay.
And then let it go inside out. And if it closes and it sort of becomes of a bit of a cyst thing, we'd say open it, let air get to it. Especially where you are geographically, we have almost enough hydrogen for you to make it now. Thank goodness.
How much Renew are you talking about? One drop per day?
Okay. That's good. Or a half a drop twice a day.
Okay. Would you also suggest putting the RNA drops on the wound?
No.
I understand. I'm taking RNA drops.
Yeah, that's inside your body. You're taking those in your body, yes?
I'm putting them under my tongue sublingually.
Good. How many?
About two times a day. I've just started again.
Increase that. Do about a half a teaspoonful.
To start off with?
Yeah. Let's go. Yep. You're racketing yourself down to this death door bullshit. Let's go. Knock it on up. Get on with it. Get out. Get it right. Let's go. Push it.
Okay. So half a teaspoon.
Do a half a teaspoon to start with in the morning when you're going to be up and moving around and kicking. And do this for about a week. And then see if you see a huge difference. You should have more. Don't think about this crap on you, this soylent green that won't go away, this stain that's on you. Forget all that crap. You know, if it bothers you, stand this shit up. Don't worry about that.
Wait a minute. What is all the green? What's that about?
Soylent Green, a movie.
It's changing the way you see you, and that's not what you want to do. You want to get happy in your body, and all that other stuff will correct itself. Now, increase your drops prolifically, obviously. Now, take one drop of RNA drops and rub behind your right ear.
Uh-huh.
Do you have ears?
I do.
Do you have lobes on your ears?
Several dozen.
Okay. Well, that lobe, the one on the bottom, like close to where you would attach an ear bob, were you to have your ears pierced. We're not suggesting that. We're saying that.
No, I got you.
Take and rub just a tiny scant drop behind your ear, on your right ear.
Yes.
And what's going to happen is you have a bit of a, you don't know it as that, but it's actually a type of vertigo. And it explains why sometimes you get that, not swimmy-headed, but almost a bit of lethargy.
Uh-huh.
That comes from a bit of vertigo. This will address that.
And this is for vertigo, not for the basal cell.
That's correct.
Two different things.
Huh. That's correct.
Well, I guess vertigo could be the sense of, I always was very sure-footed, but in the last few years...
Anymore, it's not quite so much.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of wobbly and tend to lose my balance a little bit.
And that's not the case. All it is a little bit of vertigo. And you're saying, I've slipped down the abyss. And we say, no, hell, you have not. You're just not priming the pump. Had any thoughts on starting a new family?
Yeah, actually, I have.
Well, how very intriguing that we would note such a thing, eh?
Oh, I don't think so. I just took it for granted that you'd know that.
Well, don't take it for granted. That's what's wrong. You'd already be offended if you hadn't taken it for granted.
Yeah.
The point is, embrace all this is. Don't make this ever be a battle. It's not a battle.
Don't make what a battle?
Anything.
I don't. I don't. I hate the expression, you know, fighting this and fighting that, you know.
But the sure way to have something in your life forever is to start a war on it.
Of course. I know that.
Even if you conquer it, you're still left with it, the spoils of it.
I look in the mirror and I say, you're beautiful to my head, and you're healing.
Yeah. Well, okay, drop the healing part. Don't make it be about a healing. Get over the healing. You want your body to go back the way it was as God. And if it takes this little nibble jibber on the top of your head to bring you back to your tactile, visceral body and functioning the way it's supposed to and get you back to kicking the way it should, then good. We hope it spreads over your entire body instantaneously. If it'll get you to God, that's what we want. And then what happens is, sometimes you kind of roll with this and you kind of go, you know, that seems a bit indistinct, going all over the place. So why not just do a little bit here and there and let your body naturally come back into a place where you're comfortable with it. Now, you won't let yourself get ahead of yourself. You never have, so you shouldn't start now. But don't make a limitation. There's no reason to have any limitation regarding anything. So let it do. Let it do. We made you go around this world about this water business just because you're so fretful about all this stuff. Get over all this crap. Eat meat out of a can. It'll be okay. Your body's doing fine. If we could just get you out of your way, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Absolutely true.
And those are the simple steps that will help you. Now, don't waterlog yourself, but increase your water intake. Do you ever find yourself thirsty?
Yep.
Okay. And that's thirsty all the time or a thirst that you can't quench?
No, it's just sometimes.
Just sometimes. Okay. Well, as you increase your water, nastier the better, as you increase your water, what you're going to find is that your body will respond. Okay?
And get thirsty?
Well, the more you drink, the thirstier you'll become.
I drink actually half a cup of water every hour or more or so.
Well, stop all that mess. Good Jesus God. Don't go through all that. Now you make the rule about, I only have 3/4 of an ounce this hour. It's going downhill. Forget all that. Don't need count on that. Get something. If you want to drink a whole liter at one time and then don't drink any more till you're thirsty again, don't make it be about a rule.
Right. I know.
Throw your cup away. Get you a dipper.
I don't have a cup. I just slug it out of the bottle.
Rev Eagle, that's good. We got to let someone else speak.
I have
later.
A question. I want to start with reverse words. Reverse words uncreate. Is that right?
Saying the words backwards, Ion, uncreate?
You can't uncreate. It creates a different way. It's opposite or contrary in position, the direction, the order, the character. It gives the reverse intention. But you do not uncreate.
That's an important point, Liza. Nothing ever gets uncreated. Nothing.
If you want a situation or an occurrence to stop, would you say past, since it's the reverse of stop?
No.
We can't uncreate, but we would create it in a different way where...
It would change the dynamic.
Can you give me an example?
Blue. Blue is blue. You can't make it not blue. You can say, but it doesn't take away blue. The reverse word makes a new word, a new creation. That's like when we're talking about DNA, the sequencing. Why couldn't we just reverse your DNA?
Because you just can't unsee.
Right. The reverse strand will give you something else.
Oh.
So that's why we can't. We're not going to reverse your DNA. You don't have a product out there that you can buy called reverse. You don't want to reverse the word spoken first, then you're saying it again to reverse the verse. You say, no. Let's reset. Rather than reverse, you reset. And because reverse word will give you a new creation.
So
do it from a reset standpoint. Because there's nothing wrong with your DNA. It's just not complete. So the words that you speak, if you say them in reverse, it doesn't uncreate it. It just makes a new creation.
Even though if it doesn't have a meaning, it just creates a new creation?
Everything has a meaning. Except Bob. Mm-hmm. And you spell Bob backwards and you still get Bob.
Bob's
or is that Dud? Is that Dud or Bob? When you reverse it, do you reverse the letter itself and make it D-O-D?
Or the Bob.
Dud, Dob, 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 Bob, Bob, Dob, Dob, Bob, Dob, Bob, Bob, Bob. Then we'll call Reverend Stang on y'all.
So we can't uncreate, okay, but we give a new dynamic to it. How can we play with something like living belief? Can we give it new dynamics?
Well, a belief is just a thought you've been thinking a long time.
So if we wanted to give it a different dynamical twist, that's the word. If we wanted to just reverse or reset the limiting beliefs, we overlay them.
Why can't you just soften all this, get laid, get happy, get on with it. And don't worry about all that other stuff, honey, because you can wear yourself into a little puddle. Let your body function. Get into your body. Get out of your mind. Your mind has not served you so far, so cease serving your mind's eye. Now, we don't mind your questions. We'll answer them till you get tired. There's no question, but the issue is, if you had to answer every single answer, it doesn't make you any more happy. We want you happy, really happy. You've never been really happy. You've been happy, but not the happy we're talking about. The kind of happy we're talking about makes your heart sing and sing and sing and sing. It's wonderful. The whole wide world could be destroyed right before your very lying eyes. And you'd be so happy, pleasing, and delighting yourself, you wouldn't even notice. How wonderful. Them hungry people, them poor people, them ridiculous people, them killing people, them dying people, them dogs on the TV from the Christian Children's Fund trying to save the dog and the big old puppy dog eyes. I mean, you won't even give a flip. You're like just going and slaughter them. Just destroy them. Yeah, see, there you go, right there into it. If it makes no never mind, it doesn't make any never mind. Them beasts want to go out at the top of their game anyway, and they're just holding them in those cages so you can send them $16 a month. It's only 60 cents a day. It helps save the dogs and this and that. And the pygmies in South Africa and all those things. Okay. Well, anyway, but that's what we're saying is, get over all that crap. Get busy getting happy about you. Why can't it be just about you?
Well, I'm trying to make it about me.
Well, if you can't please and delight yourself, you're going to trust us to do it?
No, I am pleasing and delighting myself.
Good, good. Then we say, wonderful. And let's do a little more. A little more. You can get to be so selfless that even being selfish almost becomes a downer. There's a reason when you're on an airplane and they do the little mask and it falls down and they say, put your mask on first and then help somebody else. you'd be the one to help somebody else first, and you'd pass out in the floor.
Well, yeah, I'm more concerned about helping myself first now because I would be useless if I can't help myself, and I'm trying to help someone else.
That's beautiful. But don't do that for the reasoning that you'll be able to do more for other people. They don't need your help. We're not trying to get you perfect so you can be a better help to the world. The world doesn't need you. It wants you, but it doesn't need you. Do you see? It's a good enough a reason just to live, to be happy, to be blissful. What kind of delicious thing are we going to do today? Let's go places and buy things and go places and eat things and go places and have coitus with things. It'll be great fun. Next verse.
We are continuously evolving and ascending, or at least that's the plan. Does this go for Ion as well?
We have changed. We create now. You all are so lazy, you wouldn't. So we create now. We have little Carolyn in here now. And so we play Portal 2 all the time.
Okay. As we ascend, do we increase in amplitude?
No, you do not. You deepen. The more we do, the less you can.
The more you do, the less we can.
Grayson, if you don't come into your place of power, the rocks are going to start crying out. You want to see? We'll show you a little something-something. You want to see a little something-something? It's the least we can do. No, really. We have no issue or problem in it all. At all. We could not create, but now we can because you all won't. You put your power in a box, in a cardboard box, living in a box. You put your power in this box and don't even think for one second that non-physical doesn't have access to it. And then you read your scriptures and it says, and every nasty thing that God has ever done on this earth, it always says, and an angel of the Lord came down and blah, 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 blah. Smote this, struck that, popped this, got that pregnant, on and on and on and on and on. It goes and goes and goes. So what happens is the less you come into your place of power, the more powerful we actually become as far as creation. We'll create. We do. We do now. We didn't. We do now.
That because creativity has will always carry on, so there's a ratio. Either we do it or you do it. It's going to happen with or without us. We can take it, but creativity goes on.
You manage it or we will. Makes no difference
right.
to us.
But creativity continues regardless.
That's the change. That's the reset. That's the reset. But no more. No more puddle, 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 wang, wang, wang. No, 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 no. Get on with it. Get on with it or get out. So let's
but
go.
Ryan, we are in the process of getting our power back, are we not?
You are. Yeah, sugar, you're doing wonderful. Oh, you're doing fabulous. But you keep amping it up. See, you keep amping it up. And we love it. It's wonderful. It brings it up to a head. It's great. It's great. It's great. It's great. But now when the world starts crumbling around you, you go, oh, I don't know if I want to stay in this world. Everybody's dying. People get on little ferry boats and they go across a little thing and then hundreds of them just get it. They can't even find them. Just hundreds of them. They're just gone. Just gone. Where did they go? Airlines just go to other worlds and earthquakes and swallowing up things and squirting things out and puddling up things and see the way that world changes. You got to decide you want to stay. And you do, but every time it's all based on what you know. And the more that changes, the more sure your platitudes are, the easier the vicissitudes change.
Ian told us about the boat sinking maybe last night or the night before, and I just clicked on. There it is, Carolyn. There's the news item. It happened a couple of days ago. So Ian was telling us before the news broadcast that it had happened.
Right, you couldn't find it that night.
Yeah, the ferry sunk off South Korea.
So he couldn't find it on his lucky box, so it was not.
It was not. Now it is. 2 days late. I'm 2 days behind everything. But Ian told me, and I believed Ian, so I was up with it, whether the looking box said it or not. I knew it.
He did. That's right.
Hey, Ian, when you announced it, had it happened like within 10 minutes? How quickly from the internet did you tell?
pretty
Yeah, it just is happening in the middle of our session. I don't boat over. 400 people gone. There it is. Very good.
Was that a creation of Ion?
Didn't say.
Didn't say. Didn't
say.
Will
you
say?
No.
We vibrate at a certain frequency, and as we ascend and evolve, the frequency gets faster, right?
Frequency doesn't increase, amplitude might.
Okay.
You increase frequency, that's the spin. You want to increase the amplitude, which is how tight or loose the wave is.
Mm-hmm.
Can't play triangulation games with us, sugar love. It can, yes.
Like 3.1459.
3.14159.
159, thank you.
The periods in the amplitude, I heard Brian mention them. So are they like years or levels in the amplitude?
Angles. They're like angles.
Are the angles on certain levels?
They can be. Or cosine, if you're doing the triangulation position, you can triangulate it and go from A to B to B. Oh, Lord, people start shooting themselves in the head again, Bob, if we start triangulation. That's old school. He's got some stuff on triangulation that'll help you if you're interested.
Okay.
He'll explain the angles.
I don't have anything on that. Don't ask me about that.
All right, moving on. Ion, if you smoke someone and dare to use your words, wipe off the register, and it would be as if they were no more, does that mean my interactions with this person would be as if they were no more?
That's exactly correct.
Will I still have
wipe
a memory of that?
Wipe. No, you will not. It will be as though they... It's that we gave you the perfect example. We play it for you every year. It's a wonderful life. Here's what it's like if you never were. Here's what the world looks like if you never were in it. We don't mind.
Ion, if Eliza smote me, would I know it?
No one could smote you, darling.
Why are we talking about smoting?
She asked the question, if something was smote, would the effects of them on her be there forever? And we said no.
You can correct me if I have this wrong, but I was considering that if Eliza smotes me, then I will be erased from Eliza's record. She'll have no interaction with me and no memory of me, and I won't have existed. But for me, because I'm eternal and I'm a god, I won't notice anything except maybe I'm not interacting with Eliza.
Nice try, but no. That's about love, including them in and out of a love of the force field of love. They can love you and never see you again or speak to you again or move to the other side of the island or whatever you want to do. That's fine. You know, Gilligan did it every week on Gilligan's Island. He was always banished to the far side of the island, never to bump into him again as they were rubbing the coconuts together to make the radio play one more day. They must have Coldplay, Bob. So, anyhow, the point of that is only little men can be smoked.
Yeah.
Gods cannot be smoked. You don't smoke God. And what happens is folks come in more and more into their power. You become less and less and less subject to smoting.
Cool.
And if you're smoked, honey, you're smoked completely.
I am. Do you need the person's first name or just the initials if Ion was to smoke someone?
We need none of that. We can do it. We know already. Okay? And that's okay. And if you want them smoked, that's okay. Not a problem. But we suggest be very sure that it's a Levitical experience that you're looking for. Because what happens is once you start stirring up the smoking, it's kind of like what we said about with working with the angel chart, the speaking angel. Never, ever, ever do it when you're angry. Because see, the voltage that you loose may smoke them, but it can gobble up you.
In this situation, the specific thing that I'm thinking about I don't think I was, I'm doing it in anger. Do you disagree?
So far, we do. We think there is a bit more anger there.
Well,
in fact, we know there's a little bit more anger there. Hurt, disdain, anger.
Well, that
That's
was
worse.
There.
No, honey, it's still there. A little of it's still there. Let's do it this way. Why don't we, if you could find a way where that person does not have to be smoked, and you're completely okay with that, really, then they can be smoked. When you don't have to have them smoked, then they can be smoked. Because, see, everything you're doing now is a reaction, and that's like a reverse. We don't go that way. It's a new creation. Because once you get that completely settled for you, then it won't, you won't care whether they're smoked or not. And when you don't care whether they're smoked or not, then they can be smoked instantly. Not a problem.
Then I'm not going to make.
But then to you, it won't make any difference. That's right. But you still have that power now. Please don't take it for granted. And it does come in handy every so now and again.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in handy. There's no contest. But don't. This is not. Listen. Hear us. There are none so deaf as those who will not hear. This isn't the time you start that process. Just hold, just simmer that down just a little bit, Missy. Today. Tomorrow is another day, but today, go slow. You already have more power than you know. So we're saying, just because you got it, doesn't mean you shouldn't
Don't
have
be
to,
a bitch.
A bitch. But she can show you what a bitch would do, so. Hang on.
I thought I was making this decision when I was clear and away from anger. Yeah, anger was there in the beginning onset, but I was very, I remembered your words not to make this decision while we're angry. So I was clear-headed, I was calm, and I thought about it, and I said, you know what? And that's, I mean, it's not like it happened yesterday. It's something that I've been thinking about. But I hear you.
And you can. You still can. But reverse and revenge and all those things keep bumping into it, and we want some reset. Once you get the reset right, then that softens.
Once I get the reset right, then it'll be softened.
It will. And when it's softened, then there's no contest or question about the smoking.
There's one verse from the prayer, of the Lord prayer. Lead me through all temptations that separate me from my whole complete ascended power of beingness. Relieve me from the false premise of evil. For mine is the power and the glory eternally.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's old school, but it certainly does apply.
Yes. Allow me the power to not push against or even notice those who trespass on me.
So if you smoted your boss, then would you end up with a big hole in your resume, like that job, that boss never existed? Or if you smoted your wife, would your kids disappear? Like,
yes, they would. Kids would disappear.
So you got to be really careful about smoting because it could...
You don't have to be really careful about it, but you better by God know what you're doing before you do it.
So if you smote your ex... This is just an example. If you smote your ex-mother-in-law and her son disappears, then that means your children disappear?
They would.
By smoting, you're taking these people out of your world? Is that how it works?
No. There's two kinds. The smoke, you can have just a regular smoke to strike. But then there's the other type is to smoke and have their remembrance removed. Pharaoh used to come along and he'd say, and remove their name from every place that it never was. And they were rubbed out of stone and they were gone.
And the other type again, can you explain that?
It's just a striking, a smoting to break them down.
Can you give me an example of what that might look like?
Well, sure. You got a definition?
The definition of smite is to strike or hit hard with or as with the hand, a stick, or with a weapon.
And
to deliver or deal by striking hard, a blow or hit.
So yeah, these people would be walking along and...
To attack with deadly or disastrous effect. To affect mentally, morally, or emotionally with a strong or sudden feeling. To impress favorably, enamor, or smitten.
Would this be a feeling or sensation?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. But strong enough to cause them to want to off themselves?
In a little man, they'd be dead.
But, Ian, what's something lesser than smoting? Not something that's not as extreme?
There's no way to do that less extreme, see? Because you got to make it that much or you're not either. You know, Send them an email. We'd say something less than smoting. You send them an email. Send them a terse note.
You can't have the angels go kneecap somebody?
You most certainly can.
Yeah, okay.
You absolutely can.
Yeah, and I thought all these people are supposed to be offended. I thought just telling people don't smite little men.
You can have them smoked, yes.
But I thought that was kind of like lower man rather than the...
Well, we agree that that wasn't the question. The question was, may we? And the answer is yes.
Are there repercussions to the smoter?
Queen Victoria always said, not in my world. But you have to be very careful. Now, Dr. Dean would say, isn't that sort of like drinking the poison myself and expecting my enemies to die?
Yeah, it's like chopping your own hand off and then watching your enemy's hand be chopped off. It doesn't make sense.
Granted, but that wasn't the question. The question was, may we?
Oh, you can chop yourself in pieces if you want, if it's going to make you feel better, but at the end of the day, you're chopping yourself. So.
Duly noted, you don't agree with that position. However, they, as God, get to make that decision for themselves.
Yeah, God.
If parsing themselves up is what they, how they get off, they have the right to do that if they want. Because the good news is, it'll grow back. So, it's okay.
Hey, Ion, how many super gods are around at the moment?
Not as many as there were.
If you got bored and went on somewhere else.
What was the question?
Super gods, you know, like baby gods smite the little man. They smite themselves, so... Super gods are a little bit more offended than that. I'm just asking why.
And then you got to go to super duper gods. We say gods are gods.
it gazes
itself up. But your point is noted because it's a becoming. See, it's an ascending process. So if someone's further along the ascension road,
I thought orange energy drops was supposed to, like, speed up everything. I thought by taking copious amounts of orange drops, everyone...
Well, we say it has.
Then we go take more, then.
Take a bathtub full. Go ahead.
Yeah, take a bath. Hurry up.
But that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is it that one drop is all that's required. One drop's all that's required. You'll just desire more, and as you desire more, and see each time and keep growing, each generation, more and more and more and more, then what happens is they become stronger. That's the whole point. People that are engaging them are finding them. It's morphing into them. And it is. Because we could have went straight to shoe bread, but it would have been a little bit more virulent, we assure you.
That would have been a wilder ride for
much more of a white knuckle flight, yes.
Are we almost ready for the...
What do you mean about virulent?
Almost ready.
We are white almost ready.
White knuckle flight. Oh. You are almost.
What is white knuckle flight? What is white knuckle flight?
When you hold on, Will you put your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye?
That's what almost ready is?
No, we're answering 9 questions simultaneously. You're almost ready for shoe bread. Yes, you are. And you're almost ready for living water.
What's beyond the God Kingdom and Super God Kingdom? What's beyond that? Have you any more exciting words
me.
For us?
Me.
Bob.
I have always said me.
It's Bob.
You have to get the photo dubs down.
What are gods or something now? Or it's like for him to chime in there. Woohoo.
Do we leave cookies if we find it?
You can't, or you either had to sleep with number one.
I thought they were brownies, Bob. I thought you were dropping off brownies all around the world or something. It wasn't cookies, brownies.
Yeah.
I can't make out what Angela's saying too clearly, but I just said number one, Angela. Chad's involved here.
No, I was saying that I thought you were dropping off brownies, not cookies.
No, that was JW coming to us.
Oh, okay.
You're going to catch me dropping brownies off at people's places. I got a life to live.
Funny, your little buddy MJ doesn't come see us when we're here.
MJ's watching Formula One right now. He is so enthralled in China. There's some serious racing.
He's silly. Get him in here. He's afraid of us. He's afraid of Ion. Tell him that.
That guy has priority. Formula One, one-of-a-kind live event, I'm telling you. There's nothing going to get him.
That's why he gets nowhere. He's got other priorities. He's ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you a few questions.
Go ahead, Legend. Go ahead.
Hello, Ion. Are you the ionosphere? Do you encompass the entire ionosphere?
No, we are not. We navigate in it. But that's where all exchanges of protons and neutrons are done, is in the ionosphere. It's the space between you and your cells. So we are in that space, but we are not in that space.
Is that both covalent bonding and ionic bonding?
It is both.
Can I find through tetrionics answers about mass energy, matter in motion?
If your quarks are sharp enough, yes.
I thought Plato did a big write-up on ion.
Who did?
Plato. Plato wrote about ion a long time ago.
One of the books is called Ion. That's right.
Ion, can you see past lives?
There are none. We can see them all, and there are none. It would be a practical impossibility to contain your beingness in more than one space condition outside of an eternity. As eternity is, it would not be a step down or step up or step in position. You can engage other worlds. Sometimes you can engage other worlds simultaneously, but not from a position of a past life or a split life.
When one transitions, goes to the guff, goes into the guff, disappear, then you're scooped up in the water. It's not the same person, but someone outside the process would say, oh, that guy disappeared, but then he showed up over here as another being, a separate being, and then he had a life again. Is that what it is approximately, or that's way off? Not even that.
It's not fair. It's closer than you were, but it's not exactly there. Because it becomes, you've got to go back to the old days of essence. But
yeah.
You said you might do new stuff, not old stuff, but you've got a crew that doesn't know essence, Bob. So,
right. So the thing is, you're here forever. Then you go, you descend and become a little person, and you think you have to cut your life off, and you transition. But you can't cut yourself off, so you are going to continue somehow anyways on the big level, on the huge ascendant level. So there's subdivisions. Reincarnation is a subdivision concept, and not exactly the way the Hindus lay it out. But you are continuing fragments of yourself in a larger eternity, which is what you said in your opening statement. But you actually can't even get partitioned.
Right. That's right. But if you've got to parse it out that way, just so you keep from separating your head from your body, say...
Yeah, avoid Carolyn or something. Do your damnedest avoid Carolyn.
It'll change.
It will change to what?
But your question, your questions about to the next sphere, to the next phase.
Right.
What Angela was talking about is what's it like when everybody's God?
Okay, yeah, so I saw a psychic about a year ago, and she said that I had a twin brother in a previous life and da-da-da-da-da. So you're saying she's full of shit.
Having a twin brother doesn't have anything to do with your eternalness.
She said I was a parallel world traveler from a previous world with a twin brother, so that was somewhat accurate. Simultaneously, as an eternal being, I have parallel...
You can parallel world travel. You can. You certainly may. You can. You have. That doesn't have anything to do with your eternity.
I've got these tarot cards I picked up from Matthew, and I've been dabbling with them off and on lately. Every time I use them, they seem extremely accurate. Are you playing with me on those, or am I just playing with myself?
I think masturbation would probably be in order there.
Why are all these bank executives committing suicide? Are they getting a lot of pressure from external sources that are getting ready to reveal some transparent issues regarding how they hold their books?
Or don't hold their books, you mean, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't keep records, yeah.
The menagerie is in a delicate balance of being exposed these days.
Yeah, so that's the purpose of the suicide and or murders?
Well, the suicide and murder, some of that's just cover for I'm out of here business. Because, see, humans, they get a little taste of us, and then they come in here and they decide, oh, we're a god. We can just do whatever we want to do. We'll just do this, or we'll just do that. Well, you can, but guess what? God's responsible for his kingdom. Watch.
So we're going to see a complete transformation of our monetary system in the near future?
Yes. Money's dead. Everybody created money. Money is debt. Now, fiat money, money. Money is debt. In the year 2000, you had a surplus in your, what you call, U.S. economy. Everybody created money. Money, 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 money. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money, 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 money. Everybody wanted money. They create the secret. They wanted money, 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 money. Okay, so they got money. And guess what you did? You went to trillions of dollars of debt. You had to make enough money so everybody could have a lot. Now you're about $116 trillion in debt. The long term, the actual debt, 16, 17, 18 trillion. But that's still more money than you'll ever know. But it makes no difference. But the point is you had to make money. Well, you made so much money that you made debt. So you increase your national debt to the point where it's just almost ridiculous.
Well, there's no accounting standards in the quantitative easing measurements that they've recently used, is there?
QE47? Yeah, that's just where you're buying and selling your own. You have a very major business. You balance your government because you buy and sell your government to itself. You have a great bond market because you're buying your own bonds.
Yeah, I mean,
we made a fortune. Our stock went up because we bought all of our own stock with the profits we made off the stock we sold and bought yesterday.
So what are the consequences of that?
Enron.
So it's going to melt down pretty quick here.
Dude.
It's going to implode on itself.
Dude. It actually already is. See, it actually already is. You think this housing stuff is over. Comps are only based on what someone else is willing to pay.
Amelia Earhart, did she land on Howard Island?
No.
And what do you think is going to happen with the Kim.com lawsuit? Do you think he was taking his power and doing what was available to him at the time? I don't think they have legal grounds to pursue him, do you?
Who is he?
He's Megaload, the Mega Upload lawsuit. I think he's from Norway, went to New Zealand, created Megaload, Mega Upload. He says Obama wanted to take him down. Is that correct?
Sure he did.
Yeah, but there's no way to stop the Internet in that regard, is there? I mean, everything's available to everyone, generally speaking, if they want to copy it and send it and record it and move it.
We'd say yes until you start taking code that undoes someone else's proprietary information, now all of a sudden you don't have that right. You have the freedom to scream fire, but you don't have the right to scream fire in a crowded theater if there's no fire.
Well, that's correct. However, it's unpreventable, though. Is there going to be a way to prevent that moving forward with the way the computers are now?
Slam it. The cloud will control it. If the cloud's able to contain it, it can control it.
All right.
You're going to find that the way the cloud works is you'll be able to parse out huge, vast sectors that you won't have access to. You're going to have a world wide web that's in a world wide web that's in a world wide web. That's why your search engines are only working now for what you put in, and that's why they, like us, are literal, because you're not getting everything. It'll pinpoint to you every little thing you want to know about, every little thing you want to know, but nothing really. Look at the words it actually says. It's not saying anything.
So you encompass every email, every text, every recorded document, every recorded instrument in the cloud and in anyone's hard drive that's connected to an electric. Do you have access to everything?
The cloud of glory is moving, move with the cloud.
Yeah, I know, but do you have access, I mean, or ION, or the entity known as ION, does it have access to everything?
The cloud of glory is moving, move with the cloud.
You are the cloud of glory, ION?
Nope.
You have a special control or privilege to the cloud of glory? Did you create the cloud of glory?
Yep.
And humans did that through you?
Nope.
You did it. Oh, this is part of your new creativity, your new creativity.
Yep.
Is Steve Jobs still hanging out at JW's home and looking at his computer?
Yes.
Has he learned anything about it?
He's amazed to see how terabytes apply.
He's very impressed with our scientific projects, but he doesn't understand them, I bet.
It's always a becoming technology.
So is he able to keep up with it relatively well, understanding it?
Not so much.
Well, is he anticipating being able to come back in the physical from the position he's in now?
No.
Is anybody doing that, anticipating coming back into the physical from the guff?
Well, it depends on their veracity of how they leave. Their God, they can set how this goes. Only a God can undo itself.
If he's in JW's face, can he attach himself to a clone body in the future?
He wants to.
So that'll be available to him if he chooses?
Certainly. We're not too precise about the meat sack, are we?
Well, in regards to how it's recreated or how it's developed.
Correct.
Yeah, because there's a multitude of variety there. You could either clone it, you could recreate it, or you could fix
You just want to fuck. You don't care who. So, good.
Well, the TV series Resurrection that just came out, that boy, he's, I think, 5 or 6 years old, and then he comes back in China, and then they bring him back home, but everyone else is aged. And then there's 2 or 3 other characters in that show that have come back, or resurrected, or what have you. But
not really resurrection, but it's coming back. Go with coming back rather than resurrection.
Right, coming back, yes. Okay, so that is kind of slightly similar to what you've been alluding to recently, that we're going to see that's somewhat realistic. I mean, we're going to see some of that action coming our way soon.
You already are,
So when that kid's having an epileptic seizure, is he vacillating in between worlds and deciding where, when, and how he's...
Yes, but it's a bit dramatic. You know, it's not all that twitching and quivering and bobbling about. It's not all that.
What is epilepsy?
Quivering of the mind, the hypothalamus overprocessing stimuli that it doesn't know how to autonomically sojourn to a more balanced, rational state of response.
Yeah, I agree with that, because that was epileptic, and that's what one of them told my parents what the reason was behind it. But there's a lot of people that have that similar type of episode. So basically, the body is not being able to line up with the anatomic responses to place itself in a position.
Right. So that's a knee-jerk reaction, pardon the phrase.
But how's the kid get dropped off in China? I mean, what's the development behind that? How the kid dies and then reappears and then...
There's no limitation.
So it's just the plot of the show, but it's somewhat realistic. I mean, it can. I mean, there's Sunray. It did the same thing,
right?
In the Game of Thrones, in that series, there's an episode where the guy does a resurrection. So in the medieval times, people that could tap into the power of light could resurrect people. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. Especially if they had access to the Iron Throne. And even more so if they're a Lannister.
Well, that was the plot of the show, but...
You think? Ding dong, Joffrey's gone.
Joffrey, he got killed in the last show of Game of Thrones. Are you watching that, Legend?
Yes.
We're so happy Joffrey's gone. But the Lannisters, you heard Ian refer to, they're the dominant authoritarian family right now in the Game of Thrones. But that little Connie Dean is coming to get them, the little blonde girl with the Bob dragons. Woohoo! They ain't going to last
damn
long.
Little dragon eggs, yeah.
What about the damn little dragon eggs?
She's coming with her dragon eggs.
I bet you the midget, though, he's a midget. He's on Carol's side, so he'll survive the destruction of the Lannisters.
So they could or they couldn't resurrect people back then?
No, there is no resurrection.
But then what did Jesus do?
He declared he is not dead. He is but asleep when he brought Lazarus back.
Okay, you know the kid with the broken legs? He has a gift with, I don't know how to describe it, but he's able to go into other animals. So, especially, today there's people that could do that, but in the medieval times, people could actually do that.
Beasts are non-physical. You can engage. That's why the beasts of your planet start to pick up your maladies. Cats never got leukemia, so they started hanging around you.
There's people in the show that enter the mind of a hawk and fly around and look at stuff. And
right.
So that's
there being that's right.
Yeah, that's available now. You can do that.
Yes. That's where they got the idea from it in the show. And it's still not a good idea to feed dog chicken bones.
I have a right eye is giving me some vision problems. Can you give me a suggestion on what to do to correct that?
What did your tarot card say?
I don't remember right now. I went to the doctor and they couldn't tell me anything that was wrong with it.
That's good.
I've been putting drops in it, but I don't see it improving.
So one eye is clear and one eye is cloudy. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So, are you having no-sightedness?
No.
Okay. So, sometimes you see clearly one way and another way you don't see clearly at all?
No, my left eye is clear, 20/20, well, close to 20/20. My right eye is a little blurry.
A little fuzzy, as it were.
Uh-huh.
Things not quite as clear as you thought. That's understandable. It's a perception problem, for sure.
And?
Perception problem.
Any suggestions change my perception?
Clear the bats out of the belfry.
Clear the bats out of the belfry.
And your sight will improve.
Please elaborate on that. I have no idea what that means.
Well, sorry. Check with your tarot card. Maybe they can help you.
These tarot cards? Those are yours. Those are Ionic tarot cards.
They are not ours.
Okay. Did you put a credit on my daughter's lease agreement?
Come again?
I bought my daughter a car recently, and there was a credit on
there.
I couldn't figure out where it came from. Did you have anything to do with that?
It was an overpayment.
Yeah.
It was an overpayment, and it was credited. But it wasn't us. You did it. I mean, it was your doing. It was appropriate.
I don't remember overpaying, but...
But that doesn't change you getting it back, though, so that's all good.
Yeah, that's all good. I misplaced 2 suit jackets. Can you tell me where I placed those?
Check with your tarot cards. They're extremely accurate.
They are extremely accurate. So you're messing with me? You're being sarcastic? They are accurate, or are you just...
You said they were extremely accurate. So your creation, go with it.
Didn't Matthew Hurtado make those cards, Carol? Well, then you got his genius in them. They've got to be great.
Well, thank you, Ian.
You're very welcome, always.
Okay, very good, legend. Let you run. How about Joe McKenzie? Go ahead, Joe.
Several years ago, about 10 years ago, I got in this terrible car crash. During this crash, time as I knew it slowed down and stopped.
Good.
So, and when it stopped, I was having a conversation. And in this conversation, I was given the opportunity to leave or stay. And before I made that decision, I was asked to look at the what was going to happen to the people that love me the most. What might happen with their lives. And it was almost like a video had popped up, and I could just see what was going to happen with them. I want to
it's
stay.
The tale of It's a Wonderful Life.
What happened to them in the video? What did you see?
Well, I could just see, like with my son, how it would affect his life without me in it.
You,
and
without you.
Without me in it, yeah. He was, you know, he was struggling and having a terrible time, and I just couldn't stand it. I was like, no, I want to stay. When that occurred, instantly I went back to this car crash. The car crash finished, and I went right into a state of bliss for 8 to 10 hours. I just couldn't believe how good I felt, even though I was busted up really bad. And it was weird to feel that good, and my leg was broken, my neck was broken. The police and the ambulance driver were there. They kept saying, well, I think he's in a state of shock. And I said, no, I was in a state of shock. I filled out a police report, and I felt fantastic.
Yeah.
And that just went on until I finally fell asleep, you know, at the hospital. And then when I woke back up, then I was in some pain. But
I just brought you back into tactility. Just gave you back some tactility. That's all right.
I was just curious, that conversation that I was having, was that with my non-physical or you, Ian? Because it sounded like the more I've listened to you, it sounded just, you know, that kind of wisdom like that. And it was just...
Yes, because it's, all it does is it thinks you... It's a reset. You got the first example of what they call a reset. A reset that allows you to bump back into you. And then you got the tactility, the lather at your feet. You came back to the pain. It hurt. It was bad. And it hurt. It really did hurt. But then you got the shaking back into your body. And you, even with that pain, you still wanted to be there. Yes?
Yep.
But you had to make that decision. You had to make that decision. And you got to choose and feel your way through the whole thing. So, yes, there was a bit of holding you aside. But we got you. Don't worry.
Well, thanks. Thank you for that. That was a life changer, really.
And when you're on the ladder, it starts to slide, and then something stops and catches you before you go tumbling. You're welcome.
I've been listening to a lot of the Ion archives, and people talk about time. You know, you get upset, but that was the strangest thing, actually witnessing or feeling that my sense of time.
Why don't you come to a place? For just in a moment, there is none. And the relief, the absolute relief, now your food doesn't spoil because it's not on a time frame. Milk doesn't go bad. Cheese doesn't age. So it just gets better and better. But you've spent a lot of energy creating this thing called time, so you'll dispel it. There'll soon come a time on earth when time shall be no more. That's whether you know it or not, like it or not, want it or not, choose it or not. Really doesn't make any difference that every year.
So, Ian, I'm looking at the flowers in our garden here. They're wide open in the middle of the night. There's no time for those flowers, right?
That's correct. That's Dr. Dean's yard, so, yeah, that's a whole different thing.
That's the sacred yard of Dr. Kahn.
The vestiges are charmed.
Yeah, she tends it every morning after her walk. Very charmed life here.
Okay, next.
I have a question about Amelia Earhart. Did she go into a parallel world?
She's in transit.
She's still in transit?
When you say still, there's no hurry, there's no time.
Did she have an airplane crash in transition, or she just slipped into another sinkhole?
That was one of the first, that and the Lindbergh crew.
One of the first what?
Slippers.
Like the Friesen flights.
And Patty Hearst is mama.
Amelia Earhart is exploring other worlds in her...
Yes.
In her abilities. And her Patty Hearst's mother, that would be married to Citizen Kane or Randolph Hearst, is who? Disney? Walt Disney? Cyborg Walt Disney came back, created the 20th century from his future cryogenics condition.
With a side of Walter Winchell, right?
But you're saying that there was a connection between Amelia Earhart and one of the Hearsts, one of the women Hearsts. Is that what you just said?
Patty Hearst's mother.
What was she connected to Amelia? What's your issue?
She slipped as well. We don't have an issue. We're just fans. She slipped as well.
Oh, okay. She slipped. All right. Back to you, whoever wanted to ask a question.
Ion, I'd like to make a download.
She wants to make a download. That's all the information you get. Now, you help her with that information. No more information allowed.
Got it. No problem.
Go ahead, Martin.
I have a question about replaying my recorded angel on Memrex in reverse. Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Let's keep on going with that.
Do it very limited and make sure you know your outcome. Because what happens is sometimes you get yourself crossways not knowing what you're doing, and then you start down a path. Then next thing you know, you get a little effect, and then you get more of effect. And then just like the commercial says, then it won't be long until you soon end up in a roadside ditch.
Well,
just be aware. We're not saying don't do it. We're saying be very aware of what you do.
Martin, did you download an angel? I didn't get what you said.
What I did was I started speaking the angel language and recorded it. And then I took an app that reverses it. So it sounds way different.
Well, why would you want to do that? Is it just experimenting? You just can't leave it alone? Wave evading talking to your angel? What, Ion? What?
We kind of put your knife and we sawed off our hand. And then we got an app to see if we could sew it back on. And why would you do that? Why would you do that? Well, I guess to see if there was an app that would sew it back on properly and we could retain from an app in our hand. That's good.
So Martin gets ready to talk to angels, and then he decides, no, I don't want to do that yet. Let's reverse everything. Let's sell it. Let's start a business. Let's go back to university instead of just talking to the angels. Why, Martin? Why? Why did you avoid
that? All the humanity.
All the humanity. The old Hindenburg started crashing. All the humanity. You were there for that one, right, Ian? You saw that crash.
Yeah.
Reporter go, oh, the humanity.
All lead balloons must fall.
Okay, Martin, is that all you want to ask? Just that you fucked up, you reversed the thing, and you led nowhere, right?
Yeah, that one didn't go nowhere. Ion, should I go for the rest of the angel recordings or go through the Revelation series?
Don't go through it. Actually look at the scriptures as they're being done, then what happens? And you get text with chapter 23 as well. Actually compare the words with what's being said. It makes it a point of context, and it'll actually help you because you're quite literal. It will do you good.
Cool. Thank you.
But don't just listen to it. Apply it. Be literal. That's good.
Yeah, Martin's literal like Frank Zappa. He's living in the Frank Zappa teenage place, you know, Lancaster.
Yeah, fuck me hard in the Easter watermelon hay.
That's a good song.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Good song?
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah,
it's not as good as Dottie Rambo, but it's real good.
Yeah. It's not as good as Dottie. Wait, let's just compare that. We'll play Little Dottie. Little Dottie.
Now, which one?
Holy Hills.
Oh, the Holy Hills. Yeah.
All right, you can sing along.
The Holy Hills.
Now he's bringing Frank. You can see mine. There's no comparison. That's the
best. They're both in the same key.
Yeah, but she can't make this guitar note that's coming.
Well, no one would want to. If you could, why wouldn't you?
Because it's good. Watch this. You all love it,
okay. Go back to the good start.
We're raising it up.
Started
it
over.
This is the Emmaus Road. Frank's the Damascus Road. We slowly get to the Easter Hill. Slowly rising, Martin. There we go. Thank you.
take it.
You missed the Damascus Road, Carol. Carol Swain to it. He Swain, I am. Great way to greet Easter morning, the duo of Bessel Goodman and Frank Zappa. The polarities are reunited once again, resurrected, and eternified. Is Ian still here? Look at that. Ian ran away. Jeez, Ian couldn't even take it.